Israel has announced plans to expel Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat from the West Bank and send him into exile. The Palestinian leadership met today in urgent session to discuss what it sees as a declaration of war, as Palestinians across the occupied West Bank and Gaza rallied in support of Arafat. A U.S. official said exiling Arafat is not helpful and simply would provide the Palestinian leader with an international stage. NPR's Julie McCarthy is at Arafat's compound in Ramallah. Thousands demonstrated there overnight. What's happening now?
Well, Bob, there are a stream of visitors. The United Nations representatives were here. Advisors outside the government have been coming in and out. One of them told me the highlights from inside. Number one, he said Arafat's in a good mood. His spirits are high. Secondly, his support has been reaffirmed among the Palestinian people who have quickly rallied to his side, as seen in the demonstrations last night, as you mentioned, throughout the West Bank and Gaza. And thirdly, Arafat is, quote, still the master of the game with the creation of a National Security Council that he will likely head. The United States has been pressuring the Palestinians to consolidate their security forces under one roof. And this would ostensibly do that and make it easier to combat militant groups. And the Israelis are unconvinced that anything would change as long as Arafat heads that council, and they want him gone. They've set up a lookout in a tall building that overlooks the compound. Security is tighter here, and we're being kept at a distance. At the moment, Arafat is now in Friday prayers. You can hear the prayers sort of wafting out over the compound. But the scene is quieter than last night when throngs of Ramallah residents streamed to this compound, filled the courtyard, chanting, "Long live Palestine!" And Arafat, you can hear them coming down the street now after Friday prayers, preparing to enter the compound. He came out, blew kisses, and asked the people to continue around-the-clock presence, which would, in effect, kind of help guarantee his protection.
Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has told the army to make plans over the next 2 weeks to remove Arafat. Could this decision be reversed?
Well, you know, the door certainly seems open for that. The wording of this announcement is vague, perhaps deliberately. The cabinet's communique states, quote, "Recent days' events have proven again that Yasser Arafat is a complete obstacle to any process of reconciliation," and goes on to say, "Israel will act to remove this obstacle in the manner, at the time, and in the ways that will be decided on separately." Now, is this a warning shot over the bow? Is this a train that's left the station? Events will tell us, but analysts are pointing out that, you know, removing Arafat from the Palestinian territories places him outside Israel's easy reach. It makes him a hero among his own people as well as in the Arab world, and therefore it's an argument against sending him into exile. And of course, Israel has also got to calculate the international opposition. Russia's calling it a big mistake. Egypt's president is saying, well, it would welcome Arafat, but expelling him would unleash violence over the Palestinian territory. So maybe this two-week study period gives Israel time to gauge that reaction and set its own position.
The Palestinian Prime Minister, Ahmed Kouraya, is delaying the naming of his government in protest. Wouldn't it help the Palestinian cause to have a government in place now?
Well, yes, there is an urgency to getting a government up and running, and one of Arafat's advisors left here saying, you know, the ship is sinking and everybody is looking for the deck chairs now. There happens to be deep divisions, though, inside the Palestinian leadership. One side wants this dramatic, quick formation of a crisis government to address the escalation in tensions with Israel. The other side is saying, look, we need a broader government that deals with education and health care and the Palestinian society at large. Discussions became very heated, and what they got instead was National Security Council. The Palestinian foreign minister said, you know, this was a messy business of democracy, and they lost a chance to name a government fast. But those talks are going to continue today, and it's very clear it's becoming more and more urgent to name a government. And the fact that Korea wasn't able to win that round may not bode well for his ability to appear independent from Arafat.
What is the likely Palestinian response if the Israelis move against Arafat?
Well, you know, they're sounding very sanguine about the prospects of that. People feel a fatalism about it. They've seen threats before. They've withstood them before. They feel they could withstand them again. But as I said, Arafat did ask the Palestinian people to come and provide a 24-hour presence here as a way to afford a kind of buffer that would make it extremely difficult and messy for the Israelis to breach the compound here and move against him.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in the West Bank city of Ramallah.